This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is our co-host on the program from Ripple Connect. Say hello to Joe McKenzie. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, Freddie. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And we've got a great program. It's a two-parter, and I can't wait to get involved with the program. But first, how do we reach Joe McKenzie at Ripple Connect?
You can reach out to me a couple different ways. The best way to learn more about Ripple Connects is to visit my website, Freddie, and that is rippleconnects.com. They will learn more about my background, my curriculum, just what I do for people in their careers. And essentially what I do is I help them reinvent, recalibrate, retool their careers through specific methods that I help them with. And the outcomes are positive because a lot of people have wanted to change careers. And there's no really, carved out way to do that. And so when they come to me, we have a path that we follow. Or Freddie, they can call me directly at 763-438-1621. Freddie, you know me. I return everybody's voicemail, don't I?
That's right. You sure do.
So certainly feel free to reach out.
Okay. We'll do that, Joe. And this week we want to talk about what happens when you decide to show up. That's a great title. And I'm wondering, how does this topic relate to someone who is in career transition or who's a baby boomer?
Well, essentially, Freddie, what we're trying to capture in the next two programs is what happens when you decide to show up. It's really looking at it from two different ways. If you're going to be take a passive route, waiting for someone to contact you, waiting for someone to uncover something, provide a resource, versus being more proactive. And so when I say what happens when you decide to show up, good things happen when you decide to show up, in my book. I've spent many years in sales, and I know that when you take that attitude and you're not passive, things start to happen. And I want to dedicate two programs to this because, I work with my clients to take them into a contender role for the jobs they want. They cannot remain passive and wait to see a job listing. They cannot wait for someone to call them. They cannot wait to uncover a resource. They have to be the driving force. So for all intents and purposes, when you decide to show up, you're not passive, you're proactive in regards to your own job search.
So how does that work? I'm just curious, do you have an example of what happens in the job search that can lead to this kind of success when you decide to show up?
Absolutely. I know that I've talked about this in the past, but this is one of the programs, Freddie, that I could do 3-4 times a year because some of these things that I cite, some of these specific examples that I get my clients engaged in the communities, meeting people, attending meetings, attending fundraisers, volunteer opportunities. This specific case was a nonprofit fundraiser. Well, why do I bring that up? Because my client was looking into getting into nonprofit business development. And when I invited him to this event, he had been inquiring about a credit union position that was more on the grant writing side. And lo and behold, this person, my client that was at this event, touched base, had a conversation with someone at that credit union that knew him. But now at the end of that meeting, that fundraiser, this person knew that my client had applied for that job. My client learned more about the position, potential outcomes, and really how to position himself in a way to be a contender. He did go through the interviewing steps. He didn't get that job, but he did uncover some things to get himself in the final three. And that's just one example of people deciding to show up, that it's so important to not be passive but be proactive. And so when my client made a decision to show up that day, he learned more about that opportunity that all he'd seen at this point, Freddie, was a job posting online. So he took it to a whole nother level by showing up.
So how do you start? I mean, there are people who are it's really an interesting dichotomy. You're really interested in advancing your career. You really want that new opportunity. Maybe you're a baby boomer stuck and you're really ready to start that new career. Or maybe you've gotten word that the company is downsizing and you're part of that group that's a little bit too fat. But you seem to be stuck and you just can't get started. You, for whatever reason, don't show up. So where do you start? How do you get in gear in order to move to the next step, the next level?
That's a great question, Freddie. What I suggest and I recommend via my coaching is finding a logical entry point or starting point to meet some of the people that you already know. It could be through volunteering. It could be reconnection with someone that knows what you're capable of doing. You could be a guest at someone's Rotary Club or a business association event or a fundraiser, like I'd mentioned earlier. Those are some logical points when we start looking at where do we show up at. And it doesn't always mean physically going to the event. It could be making headway in regards to connecting with someone. It could be a phone call that you're the proactive person that's you're going to show up at that phone call. You're going to push for that connection to that next person. That's being proactive and not passive, waiting for someone to see you. So essentially, Freddie, you want to find a good logical starting point within your network. And to recap, it could be through volunteering. It could be in your faith organization. It could be being someone's guest at an event, at a Rotary Club, a Kiwanis, a business association, what have you. Just the fact that you're making a proactive approach to connecting with people will start to uncover some things that I'll cover in part two, so when we can measure what impact we have. But look for a logical entry point. Don't overthink it, but start with your small bench of advocates and work out from there.
It's really interesting that you even mentioned this. How do you show up? I decided this has been maybe a few years ago, because I can't remember the exact year, but I was looking to advance in my chosen career, and I decided that I would take a really adventurous step and pick up the phone and call.
Mm-hmm.
And the person on the other end of the line, it was a person that I knew.
Okay.
And that individual said, well, you know, I get a lot of email, I get a lot of text messages, but it's rare that someone picks up the phone and calls. You stand out.
Absolutely.
And I thought, my goodness, a telephone call? That's different. That's different. So is that what you mean by showing up?
Yes. There's a lot of different ways to show up. But you were in your case, Freddie, you were taking a proactive approach of showing up via the phone line, but certainly you initiated it, and you're the one that made that activity for yourself. And I'm not sure exactly what came of that phone call, but if something happened where it moved it along further, I can probably guarantee that if you didn't make that phone call, you probably didn't have that next step carved out for you. Is that the case here?
That's exactly right. Had that phone call not been made,
mm-hmm.
which led to a breakfast meeting, none of that, there are key aspects of my career that would not have taken place. And I'm fairly certain nothing would have happened along the lines that are happening right now had that first phone call not been made.
And you can track it all the way back to that phone call.
Absolutely. There's no question.
There you go. You've proved my point that being proactive versus waiting for someone to call you, or having such, you know, depending so heavily on your social media or LinkedIn presence, waiting for someone to call you, you stood out by initiating that phone call. And that's what I try to encourage, that to mix it up, that you might even ask, you know, I know you're a part of this business association. I know you got an event coming up. Could I be your guest? I'll pay my way, but could I be your guest? I've seen that happen. I've had people that have stood up at Rotary Club meetings when I was in career transition and advocate for me, but I wasn't a part of the club. I was a guest of someone else's. So a lot of the points that I bring up here have really happened to me in my life. I had someone stand up and talk to about 80 Rotarians in Roseville about who I was. And he advocated for me, and I got a number of phone calls and meetings just on that little 2-minute talk about Joe McKenzie, and I was not part of that Rotary Club at that point. I had dropped out due to career transition.
That's interesting. So what do you plan to cover in part two of this series? We're almost out of time. What's coming up next week?
Well, Freddie, what I'd like to do is take that logical entry point and really follow through with next steps. So we'll talk about that second meeting that you may have set up based upon that first contact with them. So some simple ways to make you stand out once again.
That sounds great, Joe. And you're listening to New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell and Joe McKenzie. And we'll be back with more right after this.
YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Henry Crosby, Executive Director of the Y at Heritage Park, is next on New Beginnings.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell, and it's great that you're with us this Saturday afternoon as we continue bringing great information to you, especially our baby boomers and those who connect with our boomers, both young and even a little bit older as we continue. And right now, we're spending to health and wellness and fitness with the Wyatt Heritage Park, and with us is the person who is principally responsible for membership at the Y at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center at 1015 4th Avenue in Minneapolis. Say hello to Kamisha Paul. Welcome back to the program, Kamisha.
Thank you, Freddie. Thank you so much. How is everyone?
Unbelievable. And there's some excitement at the Y because of membership, and you're setting some new records.
Yeah, this month we were able to exceed goal by 300%, actually, which is exceptionally well. And we have, it's due to the new year, I'm thinking we've had so many different people come in and with interest of the membership here at Heritage Park, regardless of how they found out. It seems like the word is kind of finally spreading. Our fifth year in seems to be our lucky year.
Wow. So that's really interesting. So there's some real value in membership. What are some of the things that people just don't normally think about when they think about the membership at the Y?
Well, a lot of times the big notation around membership period is, hey, I get to join a gym. A Heritage Park is more than joining a gym. You join a community of people who have the same interests and values that you have, who have the same goals and are trying to accomplish the same strategic health plans that you have. You come in and you kind of take a part of a family away from home, as I like to say it. We have a wide range of different programming that we offer here, so it's not just the gym. We have free classes that come with your membership, from yoga to Tai Chi to things surrounded by strengthening and cardio training. We have wonderful personal trainers that you are always welcome to. And the new thing that we're offering this year is free fitness assessments and free fitness consultations throughout your membership here at Heritage Park. So not just at the beginning, but we would like to create a milestone for you to be able to say, hey, I've accomplished this in this amount of time. So it's actually has the capabilities of being throughout your membership here. So you get the chance to kind of see how you're growing, which is kind of my favorite part. We all want to know how we're doing.
Exactly. And so you've got that barometer, and I guess you can also look in the mirror too and see how things are changing as a result of being really consistent with the taking advantage of the opportunities at the Y.
Yeah, our wonderful testimonies, especially from our women members. It's always excellent to hear them come in and say, hey, you know, I put on that shirt that I wore 3 months ago, and that shirt fits loose now, you know. And we get it from the men, too. Hey, you know, my trousers are falling off and getting a lot smaller this year. And so that's all the things that we look for. We look for these wonderful testimonies between our members. We hear them talk about it. We hear their excitement in their voices, the enthusiasm in their attitudes as they continue to come back and take a part of the community that we're building here in North Minneapolis.
Everybody, we're talking to Kamisha Paul, whose primary responsibility is membership and growing that membership at the Y at the Cord McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. So talk about I know that people would love to join the Y, but they say, you know what, Kamisha, it could be cost prohibitive for me.
Well, that's one of the great things about our location. Our location cost is different from any other YMCA you actually have the chance of reaching out to. We do sell Metro memberships, which is what's known as a membership program that allows you to visit all 22 YMCAs of the greater Twin Cities in northern Wisconsin. However, Heritage Park has a specialized membership because we do understand those members and understand their personal situations. And our memberships here are $38 a month versus the normal $68 a month that other YMCA charges. We normally have a great promotion on our our enrollment fees. Right now, our enrollment fee is $5. Last month, it was a free enrollment fee. And we'll continue to have those type of promotional offers for the people that we serve, because again, we're from the community, we're in the community, and we know the community. And our goal is to respect everything that comes along with that.
You also have a very special relationship with regard to membership with the churches in the area.
Yes, that's one of our major goals right now. We would love to incorporate health and wellness programming and also put a religious twist on it. As the YMCA, we are a Christian organization, and it would be wonderful to kind of reach out and partner with those people to create the health and wellness sector and also the spiritual sector in the community and also in their religious communities as well.
If there are people listening to you right now, and I know that they are, and they'd like to get more information, but they can't get there right now and they want to engage with you online, is that possible, Kamisha?
They can. Our website is www.heritageparkymca.org. And on that website, you can actually learn a lot about what's going on at Heritage Park. But one of the cool things is you can go on there and sign up for a free 7-day trial pass that gets you access to this facility and many others in the Twin Cities, where you can visit for free for 7 days to see the benefits and the strategic programming and promotions that we have to offer for you.
In addition to all the programs, it seems like connecting with the community is as important as anything else that you offer there, Kamisha.
It is. It is. Our goal is not only to build membership. Our goal is not only to increase annual campaigns. Our goal is not only to have you come in and create equipment. Our goal is to create a structured family away from home where you feel accepted and comfortable. That's kind of our main goal here. We want you to feel like coming to Heritage Park is your Cheers of North Minneapolis.
Wow. And I think the tagline is the Y at Heritage Park, or the Y Corey McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, where you feel so good. Kamisha, thanks for being with us.
It right first. The YMCA at Heritage Park, where you feel so good. It's the place for you to be.
All right. Kamisha Paul, can't thank you enough for being with us this afternoon, and you're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we'll be right back with more after this.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to rippleconnects.com.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around their health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
And right now, we have a very special guest in our studios. Please welcome the Communications Director for Twin Cities AARP. Say hello to Seth Buffelli. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here with us. And there's a lot, you know, the profile of AARP Twin Cities is not, it's not your grandfather's or your grandmother's AARP anymore.
No, that's true. I mean, I think people associate our organization with retirees or people who aren't working, but half of our people in Minnesota are still in the workforce. Mm-hmm. They're still raising kids. They're still putting kids through college, you know, and so what we're doing here locally is changing. We're at places like Jazz Fest, you know, mm-hmm. we're at concerts, we're doing free movies because people aren't, you know, this is not my grandparents or your grandparents. People mm-hmm. don't, you know, go to Florida and play golf. They stay right here. They brave the winners, and they want to go out and do things in the community that are fun, and they want to save some money while they're doing it, and that's what we try to do for them.
So what's the benefit of being a member of the AARP, or do you actually become a member?
Yeah, actually, so eligibility is over 50. Anybody can sign up. It's the regular price is $16 a month, but we have a little bit of news on that. But if you sign up, you get everything from a monthly magazine to discounts if you travel, discounts if you go out to eat. And we're really adding a lot of local offerings. So, for instance, this month and next month, there's a couple shows, a Nina Simone show at the Park Square Theater in St. Paul. And if you go online, you can get an AARP discount. So I think it's about 5% off the tickets for that. And so we're looking for ways that we can connect people in the Twin Cities with things they like to do and help them save a little bit of money in the process.
Everybody, we're talking with Seth Buffelli, Communications Director for Twin Cities AARP. So, you know, we talk about the amenities, and we'll talk a bit more about those. But there's a larger work with the AARP legislatively and also how we just live our lives from day to day.
Correct. You know, everything from, you know, one thing that more and more people are doing is more people are caregivers, you know, so you're taking care of a spouse, of a parent, of a relative or a loved one, and that's really hard work. And there's about 670,000 family caregivers just in Minnesota.
Wow.
And they're doing this for free, you know. At the same time, they're trying to hold down a job. And unfortunately, a lot of people have to quit their job because taking care of their loved one is just too hard.
And there's no caregiver school.
Exactly. Or there's no time off, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we're working at the legislative level to try to pass new laws that help ease that burden. You know, if these folks weren't there, if we had to take care of, the state had to pay to take care of our elders, it would bankrupt our state, and that's not an option.
And so that's why the big support for keeping Medicare in place.
Absolutely. Medicare is invaluable, you know, but it's not cheap. People who on Medicare pay a lot of their retirement income just goes to Medicare. Mm. So plans that we're seeing in Washington that would push more of that cost burden onto individuals are things that we're fighting against.
Before we run out of time, we talked about the amenities earlier, but there are a couple of different events coming up really quickly just because you're a member. And are there discounts to membership this month?
Yeah, absolutely. So three things that you can find at our website, aarp.org/Twin Cities. One is next Wednesday we have a screening of A United Kingdom out at Southdale. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, it's Black History Month, and we have a Black History Month special. Anybody who signs up for the first time or renews their AARP membership will get a 25% discount on that $16 annual fee. Mm-hmm. And that is all available at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
If our listeners would like more information, how can they reach out to you, Seth?
The website is the best way. Also, we can be reached via email at arpmn@arp.org.
All right. Don't let this be the last time you stop by.
I plan on being here regularly.
All right. Seth Bofelle, Communications Director, AARP Twin Cities, with some great information. Thanks for being with us.
Anytime.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Welcome to the weekend, and if it's the weekend, it's new beginnings. And with us is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, helping you to your better self. Kelly, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me, Freddie.
Glad to have you. And this week, we're talking about an intriguing topic, if I can say so, pleasure and pain. And how are you casting it this week, Kelly?
Well, I don't know that many people understand that humans are hardwired. They have two motivators already hardwired into them. And those motivators happen quite automatically. The brain is set up for two things. It is set up to avoid pain and move towards pleasure.
Hmm.
Avoid pain, seek pleasure. Those are the two motivators that we are hardwired for. And I think it's an interesting piece of information for us to understand that we are hardwired to experience pleasure. And I started this topic last week when I was talking about work and how we can infuse more joy and more play into everyday life. And understanding that you are hardwired for pleasure. Some of us out there have a really, really hard time enjoying pleasure just for the sake of pleasure. We feel guilty about it. We feel like we don't deserve it. We feel like, you know, there's something, we should be doing something else. We should be working harder. Or look at me, I'm enjoying this time off. I'm sitting in a coffee shop and I'm just sitting here doing nothing but enjoying a coffee when everybody else is out there working. And we kind of get that. Have you ever gotten that little twinge of guilt, like you shouldn't be doing this?
Yes, yes. It's pervasive at times.
Well, it happened to me last week. I was sitting in the bathtub. I decided to take a pleasurable bathtub. And I'm sitting there or laying there, and then the thought popped into my head, I shouldn't be using all of this water. So, right? It's funny because how our brain will skip around to all these things and we'll have this thought, or we may be enjoying something and then that sort of guilt feeling will come sneaking up on us. And I just want to tell everybody, you are hardwired for pleasure. We need to start seeking healthy ways, not unhealthy ways, not overeating, not indulging in drugs, not indulging in alcohol, but really healthy, beneficial ways for us to experience pleasure throughout our day, so we don't need to rely on those artificial ways of creating pleasure.
How do you think it is that we've moved away from pleasure as being our birthright or inherent in our DNA?
Well, I think it's just error messages, error information. You know, again, you have to work hard. Nothing comes for free. You have to be doing something all the time. You know, I was told all the time growing up, you know, if you're just going to sit around the house, you better get out because I'll find something for you to do. I mean, that was just how kids were brought up, you know. So we just have this constant doing ingrained into us. And sometimes it's just really, really nice to just be and enjoy and slow down.
I love the pleasure. I want to stay away from pain. If there's one thing that you'd like for us to remember this week, Kelly, what would that be?
Go pamper yourself. female, male, doesn't matter. Go find a way to pamper yourself and just give yourself permission to enjoy it, to enjoy all of that pleasure.
All right. That's Kelly Von Heidenkamp, West Metro Hypnosis. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we've got more right after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
It's a fabulous Saturday anytime we have a chance to get together on New Beginnings. And we're really glad that you're here because now we spin to the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority, the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And with us, as always, is Kitty Harris. And Kitty, welcome back, the center's coordinator. How are you?
Hi, Freddie. I'm doing great. How are you?
Unbelievable. And it's amazing all the collaborative partners that you have. We talk about health and wellness, but also you look at a different aspect of health this week with the Arts Collaborative. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So for the past 2.5 years, we have been partnering with Northside Arts Collective to honor and showcase the work of various individuals here in the North Side and over at the center. And so what we've done in that partnership is we have so many walls here. For those who have visited the center, you can know that we have a huge walking track. And so Northside Arts Collective was so gracious as to allow us to be a kind of a roving art gallery here in the Twin Cities area. And so what we do is we are a resource where persons can place their art through this collective. They can place it on our wall, and it's actually for sale to anyone in the community.
Wow. So if I'm thinking of when I go to work out at the Y, when I walk around on the walk track, is that where we're seeing the art?
Yes. So all of the art that you see on the walls around the walking track and in the center, even upstairs on our second floor and in some of our offices, are things that were made by persons that are right here in North Minneapolis. And part of the draw for us to be a part of this kind of art gallery concept, is that there is a big correlation between your health and your wellness and having a connection with art and the release that art provides for you, for your mental stability and for your health and wellness. So it was very important for us to be able to provide this opportunity and showcase the work of persons in North Minneapolis.
So I'm just curious if you can go a little deeper. How does art impact your health and wellness?
So when you think about art, we do a lot of work here intergenerationally with art, with painting, arts in various forms. So you have painting, you have dancing, you have singing. And so we try to touch on all of those here. We have a lot of music components that we do. We know music is good for your mind. We do a lot of dancing with our classes in the YMCA. We know, of course, dancing, that's your motion. But with art, it touches a different part of your brain and just allows there's a medical term for it that, you know, when people paint, it releases something in their brain and it's a different type of stimuli. And of course, I'm not a medical person, so I don't know that exact terminology, but having those three pieces of what the art concepts are be a part of our center, it definitely fulfills our health and wellness goals.
Wow. Now, the art that is sold, does the center benefit from that or does it all go back to the artist?
No, we do not receive anything financially. We've actually purchased about 10 or so paintings ourselves. So the money goes directly 100% to the artist. If a person comes in and they see a piece of art that they like, They let us know what it is, and we put them in contact with the artist, and they handle those transactions separate of Minneapolis Public Housing and separate of the center.
Well, everybody, this is Kitty Harris. She's the center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center right here in the Twin Cities. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we've got to take a short time out, and we'll be back with more.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Listening to New Beginnings, with Freddie Bell on AM 950. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and it's really great that you're spending your weekend with us. And we now turn to the spirituality portion of our program, where we bring to the microphones the Reverend Festus Umejiego of the Unity South Church in Bloomington, where he is the senior minister. Unity South Church can be found at 7950 First Avenue South, Bloomington, Minnesota, 55420. They invite you to join them at their regular Sunday services at 9 and at 10:30. You can reach them by email. That's office@unitysouth.org. You can also find them online at www.unitysouth.org. If you'd like to reach them by phone, just simply call 952-884-6656. And we now continue with the lesson with the Reverend Festus Umejiego.
This writer also says what happens in our world. All the messages have been talking about, that there's a good part of us that is underutilized. We utilize what is on the surface, what we can see, what we can touch, what we can test, what the job we got, the woman we married, the man we married, we know our children. We live in that world almost 24/7. Maybe give us 1 minute of not living there. But there is a great ocean of beingness below the surface that is unutilized. It's just an example. If you start boring a hole down on this floor right now, sooner or later you will contact a great ocean of water, or maybe oil, and you get a gusher. Below the surface of what we see of ourselves is a great ocean. A great ocean of who we really are. But we don't dig. We just scat around the surface. Around here, and most of it is populated by our fears. That's subterranean territory. Charles Fillmore calls it the subjective part of us. Mystics call it the subjective part of us. That is the whole great mighty ocean of godliness residing there, from where we should be digging and bringing it into being. So my point is, actually, my main point, and this is not going to go for a long time because there will be nothing but verbiage. What I am saying is that we need to live in the subjective more than we live in the objective. Because it is in the subjective that we are in contact with the essence of our being. Our beingness will solve our problems. The governments will not solve it. Nobody can solve it. A new job, a new lover will not solve it. What will solve it is when I become fully aware and integrated with the essence of who I am. And we do it by deeper, deeper digging. And so I wake up in the morning with this panic attack. Anybody ever had that? for whatever that's been said, either by the doctor or by your employer or by your stock market or whatever. You wake up in a panic, and immediately the panic hits you. Immediately the panic hits you. The panic hits you. And you're about to panic. You're about to lose the little mind you got, because it is a little. You're about to lose it, and you say, by golly, I am a reflected glory of God. So then it makes you able to step away from living there. I am a reflected glory of God. All that God is reflected through me, but it is made operational to the extent that I am aware of it and using it and working with it and making it the predominant energy of my daily operation. I am a reflected glory of God. If you got nothing out of this lesson, let's at least affirm that. I am a reflected glory of God. And so when you wake up tomorrow morning, remember that. Or the next moment, or in the traffic, or everywhere you go. This is not that complicated, but it's actually true. It's the sublime truth. It's the truth of mystics talk about it. That's why our scientists are digging all over the place, looking and to establish that what is more than what we see in this little planet we call Earth. And the truth of the matter is it is practical. It is practical because when it becomes our consciousness, fear has no place. It's not really trying to banish fear. It's being aware that it really has no place. There's no reason why I should panic. I think we're going to be discovering more and more that even diseases can be healed through an awareness of the awesomeness of God. What is happening with diseases and conditions we see is because we don't have enough knowledge or enough awareness or enough awakening to confound them. With my awareness of myself as a reflected glory of God, I can confound everything and anything. And this is the lesson of my life. I'm not saying I got it now, because for 31 years as a Unity minister, I've been still working to be able to say this in a way that I actually get it and live it and dwell in it and operate from it. That means when you're in conflict with somebody else, and they're blaming you for what is going on, or you're getting angry with them for what is going on, what they haven't become for you, you remember, I am the reflected glory of God. I am the... When I know that, it really doesn't matter what they do or say. It doesn't matter how I appear or look. I am the... I've been in Unity for a long time, and I've seen churches, Catholic, Protestant, Presbyterian, Unity, they all get into this stupid, crazy conflicts among themselves, organizational conflicts. And you ask yourself, how much do they remember who they are? If I only remember who I am, that I'm a reflected glory of God, it will change the nature of the whole equation. And it's not just in churches. It ultimately will filter into government. There are more people who are spiritual in government than some people think and know. But if we can live in this energy, we don't have to quarrel with each other or kill each other or take what belongs to another person or worry about what our husbands or wives or boyfriends and girlfriends do, because the buck stops here. This is it. I am the reflected glory of God.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational, spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.